1-1000, 2-1000, 3-4, 4000, 9-4000.
Check, check. Is this the clock?
Yes, it is. And now we are clustered like little fishes, like tightly packed sardines in a crowd of...
This is sex. Everyone gets what they want. This is sexploration.
Explore.
Play.
This is Sexploration with Monica.
Sex is proof that God loves us and wants us to have fun.
Sexploration with Monica at sexplorationwithmonica.com.
So here we are. It's a bright, sunny, beautiful day, as it is always for the Folsom Street Fair. The air is touched with barbecue and lubricants, social lubricants and sexual lubricants. It's always a festive environment here on Folsom Street during the Folsom Street Fair. In fact, there are maybe hundreds of thousands of people sweating in leather outfits in the sunshine, and we're all kind of packed in here like sardines and running through the crowds and looking at, you know, whips and chains and costumes, and you can get tested for HIV, or you can donate your used, your unused HIV meds, and check out the costumes from Masquerotica. Scott Levko from Kinky Salon has been making these crazy, beautiful, like, headdresses, post-apocalyptic bat wings from the future, and there's a pin the nipple on the boob booth, so it's pretty crazy, pretty interesting, very San Francisco here today. I just visited Wicked Grounds. They actually have a Wicked Grounds beefcake and cheesecake coloring book, just the Folsom edition, and that's something worth picking up. Oh, there's so many booths. I mean, there's a flogging booth, there's a whipping booth, there's a spanking booth, and, you know, people are wearing their weirdest outfits. In fact, some people, I even saw a perfectly pink, incredibly Miss Bo Peep frilly parasol, you know, pink dress, the Mary Jane shoes. So it's a very festive atmosphere here at Folsom. I'm at the Masquerotica booth right now, where Scott Levko from Kinky Salon is dressed up like, he's wearing these platform boots with a corset and this like crazy, like almost like Venetian headdress. Scott, if you had one word to describe your experience today, what would it be?
Well, that would be three words, and it would be frenzied creaking chaos.
Yay! Frenzied creaking chaos, yes.
That was what we were shooting for. I made sure that there was a lot of chaos here today.
Right. Well, with extra models and extra gorgeousness and extra ridiculousness and extra things flapping off your head at unbelievable, impossible angles. Excellent. Well, thank you so much.
There's aspects of my costume are integrating some of the classic, more like white fetish, all of the cell. Maybe a little Heyoka, Native American jester clown here. Of course, we got some Willy Wonka white glasses, kind of pulling it all together, I think,
right, in
a really charming fashion.
Yeah, and what is this called exactly? I didn't mean to.
It's a ball. Touch it.
You have
ball.
One ball, okay, and it's poking
out
rather protuberantly.
Yeah, nuzzle it. You can nuzzle it.
Nuzzling.
Nuzzle the ball, yes, indeed. But yeah, it was a really amazing day for me because I had so many amazing people to work with.
Yeah, there's, and everyone is in the crowd. I've already run into Mickey Maude from kink.com
mm-hmm.
and his girlfriend in actually the middle of a moment where someone smacked her ass, and then she totally chewed him out for not asking for consent.
Right. Yeah, I was definitely working the consent is sexy angle today at many points.
Yeah, it's important.
The photographers are just shoving their camera up in the you know, the cooter area,
right.
And I was like, hey, maybe a little respect.
Maybe
might want to check in.
And
they're like, oh, okay, well, okay, sorry.
Yeah, people just don't know what to do or how to ask.
Yeah,
I mean, what you do
is
you look someone in the eye, say hello to them, maybe say hello.
Just
and
a check-in.
Hey, can I nuzzle you with my camera?
Yeah. Can I shove my long protruding lens into your personal area?
Right. And if it seems impossible, like you don't want to ask because they're not going to say yes, then maybe you shouldn't do it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the beauty of humanity. It's a beautiful thing. So beautiful.
Yeah, but, you know, ask for consent. It really helps. That way you'll get a yes from the person that wants whatever it is, wherever it's
indeed.
Going. Yes. Thank you, Scott.
Thank you, and I like to think that today We brought a little bit of beauty and playfulness and theatricality here to the equation.
Oh, I know you did. Look at these people. Woohoo!
Yes. Well, the listeners at home, you know, got to paint a picture for them.
Yeah,
you know.
Well, I did describe some of the, I mean, you have bat wings going on.
Horns,
and everything.
A lot of gold.
Sparkling and... Yes.
Chandeliers on the head.
Yeah, ruffly skirts, and
yes.
I saw you arranging some tentacles in a very intimate place.
Well, that was, yes, that may have happened. That may have occurred, or may not have occurred. I'm not, you know, claiming any.
Plausible deniability.
Yeah.
Maybe that happened. Maybe it didn't.
And congrats on your show last night. I heard great things about it.
Oh, the circus was amazing last night.
Yay. I saw a lot of inflatable dolls in the chill lounge.
Oh my God, yeah, Midori did this whole scene where she dressed up like a clown, and she was wearing all like a full gimp, white gimp mask, and then dressed up as a clown. And then her partner dressed up as a clown, but then inside this entire bodysuit made out of blow-up dolls. And so she was covered in blow-up dolls, so you could only see her hands and feet sticking out. And then she had this whole scene where they were like trying to find each other, and then she had to stab the blow-up dolls, and... I mean, it was just ridiculous and gorgeous and weird and, you know, very...
Available for children's parties.
Well, maybe.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's 2012. The apocalypse is here.
Yeah, right.
I'm just saying. Bring it. Let's do it. Let's do this thing.
Right.
I'll see you at Masquerotica.
Yes.
October 20th.
October 20th, Masquerotica.com. It's going to be another beautiful, sexy party. Everyone's going to be wearing costumes. 9 separate stages. It's going to be just gorgeous.
What she said.
And you can hear that the party's still going. Now we're at 10th and Howard, actually standing outside a church. And the festivities of Folsom are still in full swing. People in their Superman shirts and their leather harnesses. And I saw this gorgeous woman all dressed in latex. And it was just... latex. It's not just for balloons anymore. And now I'm talking to Bent, who's from Kinky Salon Copenhagen. Welcome back to San Francisco, and welcome back to Sexploration with Monica. It's great to have you on the show finally.
Thank you, Monica. We've been talking about this show for a long time. It's glad it's happening.
Yes. Well, you know, there's so many different events in San Francisco, and sometimes you just want to have fun at them rather than actually talking on the radio. But I'm very excited to share your work in creating another kinky salon in another place in the world. And you've been putting together a kinky salon in Copenhagen for the last couple of years.
That's true. Yeah.
How's it going?
It's going really well. We're a group of people doing it in Copenhagen, and some of us has been to the San Francisco one. That's been our inspiration, obviously. But then taking it to a whole new place, it's not just like making a copy, because if you do a party in San Francisco, like a costume party or a sex party, you know, the whole population, they basically know what it is. They're going to dress up, they're going to come there, they're going to party, they're going to go home, and they're probably going to do another one tomorrow, right?
Right.
But doing this in Copenhagen, it's a whole other story, yeah.
Well, and every party isn't just about what you think it should be. It's about the people that go to it. And that's how you create the safe space, how you create the vibe, all of that stuff. What are some of the things you've learned about how to get people to create a safe place for sexual expression?
One of the reasons why Kinky Salon is such a special and magical place is because it's not only about sex. Like so many sex-positive spaces are very focused on sex. At least my experience is if you go to a fetish club, if you go to a swingers club, like almost all interactions with other people, they're expected to lead to sex eventually. And that just puts, I don't know, it takes away the freedom, it takes away... I'm being very subjective, it's my own experience, but
sure.
I mean, it takes away... I mean, if you just want to talk about work or whatever, I mean... It put some filters, and I think at Kinky Salon, that's what's been such an inspiration for me, is that it's open. You can stand in the bar and have a drink. You can go to the playroom if you want. You can dance all night. You don't have that expectations of having to have sex, or you're not being assumed to come there to have sex. To a higher degree anyway than at the fetish club.
Right. Well, sometimes people, and they call it like sport fucking, you know, where you have to like go in and you're only looking around. You don't talk to people. But in Kinky Salon, at least this is my experience in San Francisco, you can like hang out in the lounge and meet lots of people, and maybe you won't have sex. But the thing is you could, and And that's what kind of gives it this wonderful amount of freedom. Or honestly, what I love doing is I just love making out in the playrooms, because you can go into the playroom and make out with, you know, a new friend or something, and it's really sexy and so much less pressure. And, you know, I just love the idea that sex is possible, but it's not a requirement.
And most times when I've gone to a kinky salon, I always thought, like, I don't know what I want to do tonight. I probably don't want to have sex, right? Or, like, that's at least not why I'm coming. Now I'm just going to come to see my friends. And, I mean, now I'm almost not believing myself anymore, because I know that feeling of ending up having no expectations or nowhere, no specific agenda, and then you end up having sex, and you're really free and safe. And I think that is capturing the essence of it, right? Mm-hmm. Making sure there's a very open agenda, and then at the same time holding a sex positive space. And that's our inspiration. That's been our very clear focus from the very beginning. And it's been fantastic to bring that to Copenhagen. I mean, introduce a whole new concept. People don't know it there. What they know, few people know the fetish scene, the swinger scenes, and most people just don't know anything. And then throwing it out there and seeing it grow, right? And it's been beautiful.
How do you manage the agreements? Do you guys have a charter as well?
We're using the Kinky Salon charter.
Exactly the same one. Don't drink too much. Don't take pictures.
Yeah.
Don't touch without asking.
Those. I mean, it's kind of general rule in the sex positive scene. But I think it's not so much what the exact rules are. It's more about actually, what we do a lot is actually at the entrance, we're very sure to look every person coming in the eyes and go through the rules. Mm-hmm. And simply to say, hey, there is a framework. There are rules of engagement. Mm-hmm. And just make sure that people know that,
right.
And also have the chance to look everyone in the eyes and very early on spot out if there's someone who's completely off the record.
Right. Like, are they going to be able to interact with people as human beings, or are they so drunk already that they can't play by the rules?
Exactly.
Do you guys also do the costumes so that people can participate by dressing up?
And that's another interesting thing. In San Francisco, it's more like if you say there's a costume party, people are going to be dressed up, right? Mm-hmm. In a place like Copenhagen, where people are unused to this, mm-hmm. we find we have to be a lot more harsh on rules. And like, if you don't dress up, we're going to kick you out. You're not going to get in, and you can beg
wear
for
jeans.
Mercy.
Yeah.
Exactly. So we're much more clear and square on the rules. But that also means that we're actually able to punch people in the stomach and really say, this is different.
You have to at least be wearing cat ears. Come on.
Exactly, right.
You look so boring. What were you doing? Were you at a business meeting? Come on.
Exactly.
Well, I think that Kinky Salon just enforces the costume thing, because they really don't want people who are just coming off the street and don't know what it's about. Yep. You know, you want people who were planning on going to the event, who've been to the website, were like, oh, this is something that I intended to do.
Yes.
They're not just like, you know, roving around Mission Street and be like, oh, what's going on in here?
Exactly. No, and my only point is that explaining a whole new concept to a whole new group, where you don't have like a core that's leading ahead and where new people just tag along, it takes a certain, like, you need to make impact, and you need to make sure that people really understand this is different. Mm-hmm. And that's basically been our starting point.
Mm-hmm. Are there other parts of the culture in Copenhagen that's so different than San Francisco that you've really had to change some of the ways that Kinky Salon works in Copenhagen?
No. I mean, the big difference is that people are unexperienced in this, right?
Ah, right.
So what actually is happening here is that we, at our parties, I would say at our parties, 50% of the people coming, they are sort of bright new and just like full of expectations and a little bit nervous and so on, and that's a big difference, right? Mm. You don't have the feeling that now I'm coming to a party, I'm the only one new here, and everyone's just gonna go in and fuck. So you have this, you have this shared experience of really experiencing something new. Mm. That's what we're working with, right? We're working with 50% new people every time, and that is so beautiful, because it's not just throwing a party for the people who are already skilled and experienced.
How to do it.
Exactly. It's setting up a frame for people who haven't done this thing before, and that's really, really beautiful.
So do you get people that are so nervous that they end up not playing and not talking to other people, or do they end up making friends and playing?
The first party we had like, that was like everything, like no one had sex. Maybe a couple of people had sex at the first party, but they just took in the atmosphere and it was so loving and caring. And then what obviously happened is that every party people have been like telling their friends, and you know, it's like a positive dynamic, like the people who get turned on by this idea of like this party comes, so it's self-reinforcing, And we're having way too... I mean, basically, we're having way too much sex at the parties.
Too much?
Yes.
In what way too much?
People are just having too much fun.
Oh, it's too much, like in a fun way too much. Not
no.
like too much, like...
But we're having...
There are people on top of people on top of people,
no.
and there might be a fire hazard.
But I mean, we have other we have other agendas. We have agendas about doing performance art mm-hmm. and also making a space for... I mean, we're really trying to hold it being an open space.
Right.
And if people coming... Just, I mean, we have to reinforce the agenda of you don't only come here to have fun and have sex. You can also do art, and it's okay to be in the bar. As an organizer group, that's the agenda that we're really pushing.
Mm-hmm.
And having fun and having sex part, people, they take care of that themselves. That's no problem anymore.
Are you also doing a cabaret?
Yeah, we're doing a cabaret.
Oh, fun. Yeah. So what are some of the acts that you have? Like burlesque? And
it's different. Like people playing, singing songs, playing music, doing a show. Different performers from the community doing
mm-hmm.
fun stuff.
Yeah. No, I think it's important to not just have sex at the sex party, because that way people get that it's not just about sexuality, because sex isn't just about sexuality. It's about expression and connection and creating beauty and pleasure. And I mean, even if beauty and pleasure looks like pain to you, whatever, we've got a cat of nine tails and a whatever those St. Andrew's crosses things are. And you know, it's about being your freaky self and being cool with that. So, well, cool. How can people find Kinky Salon Copenhagen on the internet?
Well, they go to kinkysalon.dk. That's Denmark.dk.
Got it.
Yeah.
Well, Bent, it's so nice to have you on the show.
It's good to be here, Monica. It's good to see you again.
You can subscribe to Sexploration with Monica on iTunes and have new episodes delivered automatically. Or download free podcasts at sexplorationwithmonica.com.